next month we'll be here 36 years. So it's almost like home.
Yeah.
One time we had the streetcars in the front yard and the trains in the backyard. You don't remember the streetcars?
No, I'm not from here.
Oh, you're not? Well, we used to have the streetcars come right through here, and they took up the tracks and cemented that and widened the street just a little bit. And that was in the late 40s. And we put up with it for quite a while, but it's nice now. But you see, they're talking about rapid transit. They had it right here, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They tore it up, thrown it away, just like a lot of other places.
I know, they do.
Yeah. And I guess that brings us right up to this particular point now,
okay.
As far as I know.
Let me see where I left off. Your father's birthplace would be Cherokee County, is that
Cherokee right? County,
yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the only thing you can say there because it wasn't a town.
Okay. Mother and father's education?
That I don't know. My father said that one time he went to Waluski, but I don't know how many, 1 or 2 years at Waluski after he finished his school up at Tate.
Okay, and your father was his occupation?
He was a marble, what you might say, he was a marble in the marble industry.
And your mother?
Mother was just a homemaker.
Don't say just a homemaker.
Huh?
Don't say just a homemaker.
Housewife?
Yeah.
All right. Housewife and homemaker.
That's a job.
Yeah. But she was. She was one of the wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah. And with, what, 7 children?
7 children.
She worked.
Yeah, but she got some help out of us.
Yeah,
I'm sure. When we lived in Fairbairn, back there when my youngest sister was born in 1912, we lived out there on a little farm, but we didn't farm, but in back of it there, we always had a nice garden, always had 2 cows for milk for the children, and Papa would raise his pigs every year for his pork meat, and the lard that Mother would have rendered, and we'd can and pick berries and have fruit, and there was an orchard behind us, we'd get all that. And we kept our milk and butter in the well. That's the way we got water.
Yeah.
Drew it out of the well. When we moved to North Carolina, the first time we ever had running water in our house. But you know, back in those days, they all didn't have that. And all the houses up there didn't have it. Because we moved into another house up there that didn't have water. We had a well off the back porch. Then we moved into another house. That was the house that Mother died in. And then we moved to another house that did have it, you see. So I figure that I've had a real rich life. Mine is so much that I come up with. Drusilla says that we've been married 48 years and says every once in a while you come up with something that you did that you never had told me before.
Yeah. Your wife's age?
She is 66 now.
Okay. That's enough for that. I was going to ask. The first thing on here is to ask you to draw a floor plan of your house and just label the rooms.
Oh my, that would be quite a chore. But
okay, you can write on the back of that. Would you have a different name for something similar to that?
Something similar to the
The open place I'm from is the open place on the floor in front of in the fireplace, the thing that you like the wood across.
Well, it's iron, or it's great from coal. Small piece.